Blog Talk Radio.
God bless all of you on the prayer line this morning. God bless you. This is Ambassador Bernard Johnson. I want you to know that we appreciate all of you. We thank God for you. We give you the proper respect. Thank you for being here. And we're so happy to praise God with you this morning. This is the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Line. We're in the midst of a new awakening. That's what God said to me. He said, you know you're in a new awakening. I didn't know what he meant. What is it, God? He said, a spiritual shift you're having there on earth. And we're shifting from the give me, give me, give me mode or approach to God to the thank you, thank you, thank you approach to God. For years, all people were saying, Lord, give me this, give me that, give me this, give me that. And now the approach is, Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you for this, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for that. Spiritual shift. Yeah, we believe in Isaiah 65 that before you call, he will answer. If you're thinking enough, if you thank him enough, before you call, he'll answer. And while you're yet speaking, he will hear you. Yeah, because of the spiritual shift. We believe in thanking God in this new awakening. Somebody said, well, I was thanking him already, but you were not thanking him 1,000 times. One of our emphasis is to encourage people to thank God 1,000 times a day. Where did it come from? I was on the plane, and I said to God, Lord, if I could, I'd thank you 1,000 times. Let my seat back and trying to go to sleep on the plane. By the time I was half asleep, the Holy Ghost woke me up and said, why don't you? And I said, why don't I what? I had forgotten that quickly, because I didn't really mean to thank God 1,000 times, didn't know it was possible. But the Holy Ghost said, why don't you? Why don't I what? Why don't you thank God 1,000 times? I said, God, I don't know how, but I'll try. Took up my handkerchief and turned my head toward the window, thinking that the handkerchief and the window noise from the motor, from the jet engine, would cover me saying, thank you, Lord, because I didn't want them to think I was crazy. And I began to thank God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Before I knew it, I thanked God 100 times, then 200, then 300, 400, 500. Keep on thanking him. Thank you, thank you. Mama was right, and she is right. The more you thank him, the more he'll bless you. Yeah, I kept on thanking the Lord. I got so happy I couldn't even sit still. I had to shout. I got up and started walking down the aisle of this long plane with my handkerchief still over my mouth. Fane, thank you. Hey, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, we have so much to thank him for. And when you thank him out of your heart, I don't know of a time that I've ever thanked him from my heart that he didn't come in. And Jesus came in. Looked back and saw the restroom. On my way to the restroom, I thought about how he saved me, how he told me, blow the saxophone and don't put it down, just change your song. Yeah. And I changed my song to Amazing Grace, and only what you do for Christ will last. Thought about how God healed me when I was 17 of that asthma. I had it all my life, but God healed me and told me to blow for him. I promised him that I would blow for him the rest of my life if it healed me. God healed me, and I've been faithful to my promise. I've only blown for Jesus. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, I blow for Jesus. And the Lord has been faithful to me. Amen. He said, if you blow, I'll take you before kings and queens and presidents, men of great authority. Yeah, he's done just that. Yeah, I give him the glory, give him the praise.
Yes, yes, yes.
Amen. God bless you. Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we do thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for this day, for the Holy Ghost.
Yes, Lord.
For time with you. Mm. Oh, God, you never sleep nor slumber. You're always there.
Oh,
always there to help. Always there to lift every heavy burden.
Yes.
And delight
Lord.
In every heavy load.
Thank
You've
you,
been
Lord.
So ultra awesome.
Yes,
and we
Lord.
Thank you, thank you. Satan, the Lord rebukes you. The oil of the anointing is against you. The resurrection blood of Jesus goes against you. We thank God for joy and peace and love. You can't steal that because the Holy Ghost guards it. Fruits of the Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for them. We just thank you and praise you for this victory on today.
We
thank you because
you...
told me to tell the people on Sunday that we're more than conquerors and taught them how to be more than conquerors.
Sure.
Thank you for
Bless
it.
Your name.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you for the revival.
Thank you, Lord.
On this line,
Thank
first
you.
Of all, how you've been blessing, helping,
Ooh,
moving, touching, and
your
thank
name.
You for the deliverance and
yes,
everything that you're doing. And thank you for the revival at Amazing Grace.
Thank you, Lord.
Use Mother Andy Johnson, who was tremendous on last night. God, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, oh, God.
Lord,
praise you, magnify.
Never, never failed us. You
thank you, Jesus.
Always we give you the glory and all the adoration and all the love, and we esteem you
yes,
and extol thee and lift you up higher than anything that we've ever thought to do. God, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Please forgive us for all of our sins, every sin of omission, things that you told me to try to direct us to do that we haven't gotten to do yet. Things of omission, anything we've done, thought or said, in Jesus' name. Bless us everywhere, every person on the line, and help us to forgive those who have trespassed against us.
Yes,
bless, 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 Lord. We give you praise in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen and amen and amen and amen, amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
And we speak this morning. If y'all are awake, let's say good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good
morning. And let's speak to the Lord.
Morning.
Good morning, Lord.
Morning.
Good morning, Lord.
Morning. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Mm.
Morning, Lord.
Morning,
Lord.
My.
He didn't have to wake you up this morning. He didn't have to. He didn't have to let you wake up. Man, you were asleep. And he didn't have to let you wake up. My God.
Yes. Thank you.
I wonder, have you come to the point where you can realize that you need to give God praise in every area code. Every area code. God has been mighty good to you. And so I'm going to give you the opportunity. You can sit there if you want.
Thank you.
I'm going to thank him.
Thank you.
Praise check on this line. Open up and give him praise.
Thank
you. Lord, thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank
you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Praise check. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Holy. Holy name. God, we bless your holy name. Praise.
Thank you.
Where's your level? Come on up. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Come on up.
Thank you.
Thank you. God, we love you. Praise. We give you all the
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you It will make a difference in your life. If you don't believe it, keep on thanking him. He may not come when you want him. I said he may not come when you want him, but he'll be right on time. God bless you. I've learned to thank him 1,000 times a day. I've had people that just try to discourage me and push me down, but I've learned to thank him 1,000 times. They said I wasn't going to be nothing. They said I'd never go nowhere, all that. I've learned to thank him 1,000 times a day. He will let your enemies become your footstools. I've learned to thank him 1,000 times a day. God bless you. I mentioned to you yesterday, I have one of my sons, a young man, sons in the gospel, and a young man who is in the doctoral program at KU, and decided to write his dissertation on your international ambassador. I wanted him to come to the line. He asked me if he could come to the line and share with you his vision, you might say, and dissertation, the introduction to that. And then I want us to pray for him. Amen. God's going to bless him. He is blessing him already greatly. And I want God to just help him and raise him up. If you would help me pray for him this day. Elder Brandon McCray, are you on the line this morning, Elder McCray? So we'll get him on the line. Are you there? We'll get him on the line. Let's go on with our praise reports. I saw, let's see, Sister Ernestine, yeah, on the line this morning. And I want to ask her if she would.
Brother Bonner.
I beg your pardon?
I think you asked Brother Lawson.
Brother Lawson, thank you so much. Brother Lawson, are you there this morning?
Yes, Pastor.
Amen.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I do.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I hear you.
Can you hear me, Pastor?
I hear you. Can you hear me?
Right. Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you so much. We appreciate amen. I do want to go that direction. And we'll ask Sister Ernestine Johnson. Let's see here. Yeah, if you would do our praise reports this morning. Amen. God bless you. Yes, God, thank you so much. I want you to get our praise reports. Brother Lawson, how are things out there in Oklahoma?
Pastor, everything is going fairly well. God is still blessing the blessing business, and he's blessing us and blessing us and blessing us.
Good. Can you get our praise reports this morning?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Giving honor to God, who's the head of my life, to Dr. Johnson and my mother, Adelaide Johnson. I want to ask Fraulein, this morning, I want to tell you, Dr. Johnson, about the last time I was on the prayer line, and I came and asked you to pray for me. My wife, she was in the hospital with a blood clot in her right lung and a tumor on her lung, and you prayed for me that morning and had me to hold my hand up and told me that the anointment was in my hand and to go ahead and go to the hospital. And there would be a miracle there, according to my faith. And I didn't quite understand exactly what you were saying. But I went on to the hospital and I got to the room there with my wife, and I put my hand on her, and we prayed together for 15, 20 minutes. And then the doctor came in a few minutes later and told her to get ready. He wanted to walk and so forth, and he was going to release her to go home the next day, and asked us if we had any questions. And I asked him, was the clot still in her lung? And he says, yes, but it's dissolving, and it would be more than likely dissolved through the week. So we don't have any worry about that, and it's good. And I talked a little more with him, and he started to leave, and I turned and asked him, well, doctor, what about the tumor? I didn't know about the tumor. My wife had called me that night and told me, and he said, oh, yeah, Mr. Lawson, I'm sorry that we looked and we can't find the tumor. And I just thank God, I praise God, he's so good to us. And I know nobody did it but the Lord. And I just thank God for all he's done for us, and he's still blessing us. He's still blessing us. My son has been blessed with a good job, and it's been through the grace and mercy of God. And I just thank him and thank him and thank him. And that's my praise report this morning. And right. Praise for it is open. It's open for the line is open for anyone that want to jump in there.
All right. Go ahead with your praise report.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Mother Johnson in Indianapolis, Indiana. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Go ahead, Mother.
Oh, well, yesterday I had a praise, and today I have a praise. Yesterday I couldn't get on the line for nothing. That was nothing but the devil. He had me on mute, and I couldn't get on. But anyway, Pastor prayed, and she said someone that needed, wanted to get on the line and was on mute. And she said, well, the anointing is in my hand. And I tell you the truth, I felt the anointing of the pastor that prayed. I can't call her name. You know who I'm talking about. The lady that prayed yesterday.
The Stern.
Pastor Stern, yes. And I tell you, I really felt the anointing of Pastor Stone. And I just want to say, I really appreciate her prayers yesterday. I couldn't get on the prayer line, but I was on mute. But I did. I really enjoyed her prayer. And I tell you, I really felt the anointing of the Holy Ghost from her yesterday. So, yeah, that's my praise report.
Wonderful. Go ahead, Brother Lawson.
Yes,
wonderful. Would next someone else like to come in?
God bless you this morning.
Anyone else?
Brother Britt.
Go ahead, baby.
Brother Britt from North Carolina. I want to just thank God and praise God. Today is my birthday, and Lord has blessed me to see 83 years. And I'm giving him all the glory and all the praise because he's really been good to me down through the years. And I just thank God. I thank him because nobody can do it but the Lord. And I just thank God for all y'all prayers that y'all been praying for me. And I ask y'all to continue to pray that not only the Lord see me 83, but he will bless me to be a blessing to whoever I come in contact with, that I can help win souls to Christ. And thank God for this minister. Thank God for your Dr. Johnson, Ambassador Johnson, and his mother, and his first lady, and all the saints on him. And thank God for every prayer that's going on for me and my family. May God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you.
And God bless you. Happy birthday to your mother. God bless you.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Anyone else?
Praise the Lord. This is Elder Brandon McCray. Can you hear me? I've been having phone
trouble.
Yes, we
can hear you.
Oh, praise God that we can finally be heard. I'd
we'll
like
call
to
on you in just a minute, Elder McCray.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you, sir.
And we'll call on you in just a moment. God bless you. Okay. Go ahead. Anyone else?
No one else. Is there anyone else? Come on, Saints. Is there anyone else this morning?
This is Sister Gina from Kansas, and I just want to thank God for another day that he has allowed me to see. I thank God for life. I thank God for your testimony, Brother Lawson, about how the Lord heals your wife with that clot in her lung, in her right lung. I just praise God for her because I went through the same thing, and I know God is a healer. I know the Lord can dissolve blood clots and everything that comes with it, and I'm thanking God and praising God for it. I'm praising God for how on last night at the revival, my God, my Lord, Mother Johnson delivered that word last night. You could tell the word was all up in it. It was all over, and how she kicked off our revival, our fall revival, at Amazing Grace last night. The Lord was there. It started 2 weeks ago in the service, and it's just continuing like an overflow in the atmosphere of such a sweet aroma in the house. And I thank God for that as we move forward this week in our fasting and our revivals. I'm asking you all to keep Amazing Grace lifted. God bless you.
Thank you, Sister Gina. Is there anyone else?
Good morning.
Is there anyone else this morning?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Good morning. We can.
Yes, we can
hear me. Good morning.
Yes.
This is Sister Angie, area code 913. I'd like to give honor to my Heavenly Father, Ambassador, my pastor, Bernard Johnson, First Lady, Mother Johnson, and all the ambassadors and the saints and friends on the phone. I'd like to thank God for just being so wonderful and waking us up to see another day. And I'd like to ask you to pray for me and my home. God bless you.
Thank you this morning. Thank you this morning. Is there anyone else? Is there anyone else this morning?
Good morning. This is Mother Digby. I thank and praise the Lord for all of his goodness. I thank and praise the Lord for all of you, giving honor to Ambassador Johnson and to all of the saints on the line. I thank the Lord for all of his goodness, for how he keeps making ways and opening doors. Most of all, I thank the Lord for coming into my life and saving me, and I thank the Lord for peace of mind. I tell the Lord I live for him, for peace of mind. In this kind of day and time, God keeps me with the peace of mind and supplies all of my needs and bless my going out and my coming in. And I thank the Lord for each and every. I thank the Lord for this prayer line. It's such a blessing to me, and I just enjoy it. Enjoy hearing from all of the saints, and I thank and praise the Lord for his goodness. I always have something to say for the Lord because God has been so good to me. He brought me from a long ways.
Thank you, Mother. Thank you. Is there anyone else this morning?
Good morning. Praise the Lord. This is Ambassador-elect Prophetess Smith. Glory to God. I've lost my voice, but amen. It is good to be heard, and it's good to be seen this morning. I thank God for another day. Amen. I thank God that this is the day that he has made, and I am rejoicing in it. I thank God that we are so wonderfully, beautifully made that we can get up this morning with the activity of our limbs, and we have the breath and the wind of God to breathe, to walk, to see. Hallelujah. I thank God for my feet, because I know on this day he's already ordered my steps, and he's already have the plan and assignment set up before me. I thank God for my ears so I can be sensitive enough to hear him and discern him, to know what he's doing in the atmosphere where I am. And I'll know one thing about Jesus. He is all right. And I praise God that he's good and his mercy endures forever. I praise God because there's nobody like him. Glory to God. I've searched all Jesus. Glory to God. God bless all of you. Have a wonderful day. And know that he is here. He is God. He'll never forsake you. And I'm going to close with this. No weapons.
First, well, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you. And good morning to all of you. I thank God for what he's allowing me to do. I have followed tried to follow in the footsteps of Dr. Bernard Johnson and musically, and God has opened up a door at the major university of the University of Kansas, where this will be the first time allowed that I'm doing a biography, my dissertation, in order to receive the Doctor of Music Art. I'm doing my dissertation on the saxophone as a solo instrument in gospel music, : the life and times of Dr. Bernard Johnson. That has been passed through. This is the first time that they're going to allow for gospel music to be presented for the dissertation. We're able to write a dissertation on the biography of a life of somebody that's important in music. We're also able, but after that, we also have to hold a lecture, do the lecture as well as a recital. It will be the first time the gospel music is being on the stage and presented as a recital. I have to go back into the archives and to pull music that Dr. Johnson has recorded. It is a tremendous, we're planning a tremendous night. The dean is excited about it. I do not have a date yet because I must pass my oral examination. I have another 4.5 hour test where my committee is able to drill me. But I thank God that it has passed so far, and I'm needing your prayers, Dr. Johnson. I need the prayers of the prayer line. And once we do have a date, I will be giving it to the prayer line because all those that can make it, this will be a very historical moment. This will be the first time that it's allowed. And not only is it being the first time allowed, but this is the first time allowed on any college campus. I'm safe to say in the world, because they have not allowed for gospel music to be on the stage of any university because of the separation of church and state. That night we're taking a chance, and my dean is willing to take the chance so that we can use this as a witnessing tool as well as honoring Dr. Vernon Johnson.
And this is in academia, tell them.
Yes, sir. This is an academia. This dissertation, once I'm finished writing it, this dissertation will be available anywhere in the world when you pull up on your internet and try to research gospel music. The dissertation will come up, and you will be able to use that as research material. This will be the first time that it has happened. Gospel music is going into a direction to where they're about to put it on the college campus to where students are able to come and major in it, because we're losing so many students around the country. The schools of music are closing, not closing, but there's not that many African Americans that are in there because they're not wanting to play Beethoven, Bach, Mozart, Handel, but they do want to have a gospel music background. And so they will still have the classical music, but they will be able to go and major in gospel music eventually in the next 5 years, just like they do jazz studies. So we're thanking God that the Lord is using that, and this is one of the pilot dissertations to make that happen across the country.
Well, I want to just thank you, my son, Elder Brandon McCray, for allowing the Lord to place me in your heart, do this book on me. And I just thank God he's done a lot of first things for me. First this, first that. First book in academia to be placed around the world and every college campus, the academic side of it will be done. So thank you so much. I know the people understand where you're coming from now. And we want you to explain it so they can pray for you on target. This is our prayer time. I want to thank God for Sister Johnson, Ernestine Johnson. Amen. I'm going to ask her to take over in just a moment. But let's have some prayer for this young man, Elder Brandon McCray, that God would give him the stamina and et cetera to do this dissertation. And if God will take it all over the world, in every college campus, as well as other avenues, amen, The line is open to you to pray for him, whoever wants to pray for him.
Father God, we ask that you would continue to bless, Lord Jesus, continue to forgive us. We ask that you would continue to bless Brother McCray, oh God, as you open doors, as you mark territory, oh God, that has never been marked before, as you introduce, hallelujah, hallelujah, your word and your anointing in the industry, oh God, where it could be academically inclined into the minds and the hearts of the people. We ask, Lord God, that, hallelujah, it be done with dignity and honor in Jesus' name. We thank you, oh God, for him being a humble servant to stretch out his hand, oh God, hallelujah, and to do something that hasn't been done before, to introduce you to this in ministry of education in Jesus' name. And Lord God, we pray that your word be put in place back into the school system for many to learn and hear about your word. You said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. My yoke is easy. My burden is light and glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Continue to anoint Brendan McCray, oh God, as he go forth in Jesus' name. Anoint the work, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let him be watchful in Jesus' name. Make him a righteous servant, oh God, we pray. And we thank right now for the task that he has taken on in Jesus' name. And we will glorify you, our Father, which is in heaven. Amen, amen. Thank God, thank God.
Wonderful prayer. Thank you. Thank you. Anyone else want to pray for him? The line is open to you. I'll take one more prayer.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we continue to pray for this honored vessel, oh God, Brother Brendan McCray, we lift him up before you, oh.